Jays 11-4, two home runs, five runs batted in for Carlos Gomez for Texas.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? Two words, road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're going to see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil, just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Patriots have signed former Jets linebacker David Harris. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, it's a two-year, $5 million deal. Harris was released by the Jets earlier this month after 10 seasons. Elsewhere, the Raiders and Derek Carr are hoping to get a new deal done by training camp that could make the young quarterback the league's first $25 million man. Carr not the only quarterback hoping to get a new deal done this summer. Lions team president Rod Wood tells ESPN he will do whatever it takes to keep Matthew Stafford in Detroit, even if it means making Stafford the highest paid player in the NFL. And six Pro Football Hall of Famers, 2017 enshrinee Jerry Jones and Board of Trustee members met Pope Francis at the Vatican Wednesday. The group presented the Pope with some NFL swag, including a signed helmet and jersey. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
Oh, what kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5-quart of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
Come to the Home Depot for the start of something big. Red, white, and blue savings on select Ryobi One Plus tools. Like the Ryobi 18-volt string trimmer or Ryobi Jet fan blower, each just $119. Plus, every OnePlus battery starts up to 70 other tools. So you could start quite a collection. Start today with Ryobi OnePlus tools and red, white, and blue savings only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's 5:04. Welcome into the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Hour number two. Set to kick off here. We've still got that $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill to give away sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight. Three locations where you can use that, one in Marion and two here in Cedar Rapids, including the one in downtown Cedar Rapids right across from the U.S. Cellular Center. Big thanks to Cody Westerlund of 670 The Score in Chicago for joining us today on the program previewing tonight's NBA draft. It'll get started. While we're on the air, we'll give you updates leading up until 7 o'clock, and then at 7, all three frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. We'll switch over to draft coverage. Kyle Schwarber on the move from Chicago to Des Moines, the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Will a trip to the iCubs help fix Kyle Schwarber? Yes or no? You can find Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. More on Kyle Schwarber coming up in just a bit. The odds are still on the board with regard to some of the propositional wagers with the NBA draft tonight. I know the gym class talked with John Cranton from Jim Feist Sports out in the desert. You can catch their podcast on the website. The draft set to take place at the Barclays Center tonight in Brooklyn. The total number of players from Duke drafted in the first round, over under 3.5. And speaking of Duke, Mike Krzyzewski made comments recently that he's not a fan of one-and-done players. Alex?
Well, I think this goes back to Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, basically saying that the current system of one-and-done players is not working for anybody. It's not working for college basketball. It's diluting the product of college basketball. Excuse me. It's also diluting the product, not necessarily of the NBA, but it's making it very difficult for players, in my opinion, to grow on the fly. It's the equivalent of having a high school kid, 19 years old. Basically, for baseball fans, think of it like this. If a high school kid gets drafted in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft, where do they go? They go to rookie ball, they go to the minor leagues. In the NBA, that's not the case. Now, they're one more year out of high school, but still completely underdeveloped and not ready for the NBA for the most part. And I think this is could really easily be avoided. And I think there are a lot of great theories out there. And Coach K brings up a great one. First of all, 319-366-1600. How would you fix this problem? But Coach K suggests this. He suggests that a player should be able to come out of high school and be drafted by an NBA franchise or have to wait 2 years, similar to how baseball does it, except baseball, you have to wait 3 years if you go to an NCAA university. I think this is a great idea, but I think one thing has to happen. Todd, you're big into minor league baseball. For the NBA to take this seriously, for the NBA to be able to have high school kids back in their game, they desperately need a minor league system. They need to make it so that every NBA team has a D-League affiliate. And right now, people that don't know about the D-League, it's not a good option for players.
It's a loose conglomeration of teams. Some have affiliates, some don't. Some are owned by NBA teams like the Iowa. They're now going to be the Iowa Wolves.
Correct.
They were the Iowa Energy. They were a Memphis Grizzlies affiliate, and then the Timberwolves bought them and will directly be partnered with them. But it's not like a traditional feeder system like the minor leagues on the baseball side of things or on the hockey side of things. It's a place where, you know, it's a combination between rookie ball and AAA is what it is, with a gulf in between. I mean, you're getting guys that are recent draft picks, and then you're getting the veteran guys that are just hoping to latch on.
Exactly, and there's no development. I think that's the key.
But that's what the D stands for. Wink, wink.
And now they changed it to a G.
Well, because they sold out.
They sold out, yeah, to Gatorade. But there's no one way that these organizations develop their players in the D-League. So what happens is the D-League becomes the place where nobody wants to go. The D-League becomes a place where you're sent basically on punishment if you're a top five, top 10 draft pick, where the only way for this culture to really work under Coach K's idea is to be able to send 19-year-old kids who, yes, they're guaranteed a signing bonus. They can get a multi-million dollar signing bonus. But you need to be able to send them to a low-pressure situation where they can develop into an NBA player. That's the only way it's going to work. And every once in a while, you're going to get a great player. You're going to get a Kobe Bryant. You're going to get a LeBron James. But think about how few and far between those players are. For every LeBron James, for every Kobe Bryant, you get a Skal Labissiere. You get a guy who has potential, but is not even close to being ready to be an NBA player. And the problem becomes there's no way that they develop in that situation because they're sitting on the bench. How difficult is it for a guy to develop when the only reps they're getting are in practice. That's what I think needs to change first. And the NBA's argument is, well, that would cost the NBA franchises money. Well, yes, it would. It would cost them, there's been a study done, it would cost them about $4 million a year to keep an NBA or a D-League franchise up and running. That's pocket change.
Per team.
Per team.
Okay.
Per team. That's pocket change. The recent NBA TV contract alone was a 9-year, $25 billion contract. I think they can afford it.
319-366-1600. What do you think? Is Alex on to something here? Is this something that the NBA needs? 366-1600 will join the draft coverage tonight coming up at 7 o'clock. Not much expected to change at the top of the board among the first two picks. Again, the intrigue will be at number 3 when Boston is scheduled to make its pick. There's some reaction on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line right now, and some people are agreeing with you, some people are disagreeing with you, but I'm in agreement with you that one-and-dones aren't doing either the NBA or college basketball a favor, and I think it's sort of not necessarily disingenuous to have the discussion with regard to the NBA and leaving college out or vice versa. But I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that it's watered down the college game to a certain extent. And maybe that's why it's always so fun to see a team like a Butler or a Wisconsin make a deep run into the tournament, because those schools traditionally have players for 4 years and get guys to come back and develop. And then you've got, of course, the super schools out there like Kentucky, where it's one and done. And I thought the ESPN 30 for 30 on John Calipari was really good. And I've never really liked John Calipari, but he's upfront and he's honest about using the one and done rule to his advantage. If you want to go to a finishing school for 1 year because the NBA says that you have to, then I want you to come to Kentucky and play for me, and I'm going to put you in the league. As if you haven't seen that 30 for 30, it really is good, and it may change your opinion of John Calipari a little bit. But he knows what the rule is. He's embraced it. But there's no doubt in my mind that it's made life difficult for coaches who have played with fire and been burned as far as going that one-and-done route or trying. You can't build a program around one-and-done kids unless the entire program is one and done kids, and there's only a handful of schools that can do that. 366-1600. Let's bring Brandon in Cedar Rapids onto the program tonight. Brandon, good to hear from you again. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, so I have to agree with Alex on this one. I've never been a fan of the one and done. I've never even been a fan of the kids straight out of high school. Yeah, you get lucky and you strike gold every once in a while with the LeBron James of the world and the Kobe Bryans of the world and stuff like that. But personally, I think it needs to go to how the football is. Minimum of 3 years in college, and then you're eligible to declare for the draft.
Thanks for the call, Brandon. I want to see a little bit less restriction, and here's why. Ben Simmons, you think back to his time at LSU, that was a total farce. He didn't want to be there, and who can blame him? He probably would have been a top five pick regardless. And I think for some prospects, for some players, the college game really stunts their growth to what they ultimately want to be. They don't want to play in that system, and they realize that it's not really going to help them develop. Ben Simmons never really learned to dribble to his left in college. He never really developed his post game. He never really developed most of the skills that he would need in the NBA. So for guys like that, that's why I think the rule should be in place that they're allowed to go be in an organization right away and develop. You look at high school kids that go, that are drafted in the Major League Baseball draft. They go straight to rookie ball, and they are coached a certain way, and they are developed the way the organization wants them to be developed. And for certain players who have no interest of being in college, I think that it would be okay to allow those guys to go to NBA franchises and learn the way that they need to play, the kind of lifestyle that they need to have, the good habits that they need to refine in order to be a successful NBA player from the time they're 18 years old. I think it's okay.
366-1600. Let's go to Tim in Cedar Rapids. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, I just had a quick comment on some of this because I'm in my car, so I can't look up anything, of course, but I don't think that people really realize at how successful, by and large, almost all of the high school entrants in the NBA were, at least the ones that got drafted. If you go back and look, there was something like 40 or 50 from Kevin Garnett, and I think there was 94, 95, up until whatever it was, 2006. But a huge majority of those guys not only were really good, but a lot of them even stuck in the NBA for like 7, 8 years, even some of the busts, like Kwame Brown, who obviously wasn't special, but they stuck around forever. Way higher percentages than the other guys. So this idea that we're protecting NBA teams from these high school entrants, I just don't think that's legit, because they weren't drafting the guys who were terrible. They were high school kids who would try to get into the draft, but they wouldn't get drafted. And the ones that did were often very good.
Thanks for the call, Tim. And Tim is exactly right. And I have the list in front of me. There are a lot of very good players that were drafted straight out of high school. You look at Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant, Jermaine O'Neal, Tracy McGrady, Al Herring. I could go on and on.
You're not naming Kwame Brown there.
I am not
naming.
Which
is a Michael Jordan special.
I'm not naming Kwame Brown, but for the most part, they were successful. But I think it was 2 years ago when Mark Cuban was talking about this subject. He brought up the D-League as an escape for certain players, because there are no restrictions on the D-League. You have to be 18 years old. So technically, any player could skip their lone year of college and head to the D-League for a $19,000 to $25,000 contract. The problem is, it's not worth it yet. And if the NBA can somehow create a farm system, a true developmental system for young high school players, then I think that's the best way of going at this. And Adam Silver, when he brought up the fact that this isn't working for both sides, this isn't working for anybody, came up with the idea of putting an extra year onto the college restriction. The high school restriction. You have to be out of high school for 2 years. And I, for one, am all about not creating more restrictions for unpaid athletes, not making it harder for athletes to go professional, because quite honestly, it's not like that in any other line of work.
But what if the player's a big baller? I don't know. This is interesting, though. This is interesting, though. I looked up Kwame Brown just to see what he's doing nowadays. And he is going to be playing in the new 3-on-3 basketball league that former Iowa standout Reggie Evans is a part of. I think Ricky Davis is also a part of this. We haven't talked about it a ton on the show, but basically it's a bunch of retired NBA players who are starting a 3-on-3 league, and they're hoping that it's going to be televised and the next big thing.
There's going to be 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics.
There is going to be 3-on-3. That's going to be interesting to see.
Will those guys participate?
I don't know.
I want to know who's going to participate in that. Will it be former NBA players? Players who weren't quite good enough to make the NBA? That's what I want to see.
Now, part of the reason, and we're talking about some of these guys in the late 90s, early 2000s that went from high school to the NBA, part of the reason that they stayed around in the league as long as they did was because teams were still willing, they were young enough, teams were still willing to buy that lottery ticket and hope that, basically, not buy the lottery ticket, but pick it up off the ground. Have you ever been to a dog track or a horse track? And who among us has not picked up a ticket off the ground just to make sure that somebody didn't throw away a winner? Okay, so that's what a lot of this was with, okay, kid was drafted at 18, 19, he's only 22, 23. We'll bring him on board here and we'll see if we can unlock the Rubik's Cube. And okay, no, he's exactly who we thought he was, on to the next team. But they were able, the problem became when it was no longer rare for a Moses Malone type or a Kevin Garnett, a Kobe Bryant to come along. The problem was when you had dozens of kids who were jumping from the NBA, from high school into the NBA, and it diluted the draft pool because you had all the talented college players as well as the foreign players, and then it became an issue because then it sort of forced the draft into, rather than taking the finished product out of college, teams started taking guys like Kwame Brown, and then you're so heavily invested in this kid, you don't want to call him a bust. And that's when the NBA stepped in and said, okay, we've got to look at redoing this. We've got to. And then I thought the one and done, and I still think it is a very lazy way to address what the original problem was, because the difference between spending 1 year in school and going straight from high school to the NBA is, I believe, minuscule. Now, you can learn a lot of things in college in 1 year if you do things the right way. But these kids are so focused on playing basketball that how much of that experience, that other world experience that you don't necessarily get when you're in high school, but you do when you go off to college and you start seeing people from other cultures and other ways of thinking, and how much of that are you truly getting in 1 year? Basically, it was lip service. And we're going to come up with this rule, and it's going to solve everything. It didn't really solve anything. It actually created more problems, and just of a different variety.
It's made it worse. And like you said, it was put in place to try to avoid having all of these guys come out as freshmen, or excuse me, after high school. And look at the last 7 first overall picks have been one and dones. So one could argue that it's actually made it worse. The lone, in the last 10 years, the lone player drafted number 1 overall who was not a freshman, can you name him?
What was the question?
Since 2008,
okay,
there has been one player not drafted number 1 overall who was not a one and done. Can you name that player?
Is it a foreign player?
No, he was a sophomore. He was going to come out after his freshman year. He would have been a top 5 pick, but he wanted to go back to school for one more year.
Is it a former Kansas player?
No, but you're close.
I give up.
Blake Griffin.
Oh, okay.
Every other draft pick since 2007, since Greg Oden, has been a one-and-done player, except for Blake Griffin.
Ice Cube is involved in the 3-on-3 basketball league. They're calling it the Big Three. That sounds like a marketing opportunity for the Big Baller brand. And by the way, I believe the Big Ballers are in the house, if I'm seeing this correctly.
The Barclays Center?
If I'm seeing it correctly on Twitter, they are there tonight. So expect. Can you bet on that? That would have been a great question for John Cranton on the Gym Class earlier today. Is there a line in Vegas, a propositional wager, on the number of times that LeVar Ball is shown on TV tonight?
There has to be.
I'll take the over.
What if the over-under's at like 30, though?
I still would entertain taking the over. Life is too short to bet the under, as a wise man once said. I'm going to put this out there. It may not be the greatest would you question ever tonight, but it's one that I think is going to leave a sour taste in the mouth of a lot of people. There's a would you question that I came across yesterday reading an article on the internet, and we all know that there are a ton of things on the internet that can make you just sort of gulp really hard to try to keep your lunch down. This was one of them, and I'm going to ask Alex and Kyle in a couple minutes whether or not they would do this particular thing. 526, we'll step aside, take a quick break. Coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to get an opportunity to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. So keep listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Get your BBQ on. Come to the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup now through Sunday at the McGrath Amphitheater. Get in on this tasty tradition featuring finger-licking barbecue, live music, and fun. Admission is $3 for adults and kids over 12, or get in free with special admission coupons. Available exclusively at all 17 Cedar Rapids and Marion Hy-Vee food, convenience, and drug stores. The Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup now through Sunday. Get all the juicy details at McGrathAmphitheater.com.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. NBA draft coverage coming up for you tonight at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. It'll be a KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on in. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball and, of course, look back on the results of the NBA draft tonight. Monte Morris, Peter Jok, Jeremy Morgan, a lot of local players hoping to hear their names called during one of the two rounds this evening. We'll have it for you again right here on KGYM. Nothing new from the rumor mill to report out of the NBA, by the way. Would ya? Coming up in just a few minutes, as well as that $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. But first, Kyle Mann with us in the studio. Time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels will get started on the second half of the Midwest League season today, beginning with a 4-game series spanning the entire weekend in the Quad Cities. It'll be Eduardo Del Rosario on the mound for the Colonels, who went 6-3 in the first half, and Forrest Whitley throwing for the River Bandits. That game will get started at around 6:35. One of the Colonels' All-Stars received additional recognition this week, as Travis Blankenhorn was named Midwest League Player of the Week. The third baseman hit .407 in 7 games last week, including a home run, 3 triples, 6 RBI, and a straight steal of home. The Benton softball team was upset last night as the top-ranked team in 4A fell to Center Point Urbana 9-7 in the first game of a doubleheader. The loss snapped a 49-game divisional win streak, a run that lasted just 2 weeks shy of 4 years. The Bobcats did quickly bounce back, however, taking game 2 15-2. Solon softball coach Jim White was named National Coach of the Year by the National High School Coaches Association yesterday. White has won 7 state titles with Clear Creek, Amana, and Solon, and in 23 seasons holds a record of 983 wins to 145 losses. Iowa's Peter Jok and Iowa State's Monte Morris are NBA hopefuls tonight, as the NBA draft is set to get started at 6 o'clock. Neither are expected to go in the first round, but both could go in the second, as well as UNI's Jeremy Morgan. That'll be right here after our show on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Woodja is on the way next after a bottom of the hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP, BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment Make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The top of tonight's NBA draft should be dominated by one-and-done players. The 76ers hold the first pick, and they're expected to take Washington's Markelle Fultz. Over the last 10 drafts, 55 one-and-done players have been taken as lottery picks. Only 9 of the 55 have played in an All-Star game. Live coverage of the draft starts at 7 Eastern on ESPN TV and radio. ESPN's Ian Begley reports the Celtics have talked about acquiring another lottery pick in tonight's draft, with the possibility of trading two high picks for New York, or to New York, in exchange for forward Kristaps Porzingis. From the NFL, Chiefs coach Andy Reid signs a contract extension with the team. ESPN's Adam Teicher reports it's a 5-year deal. Also today, the Chiefs fire general manager John Dorsey. Baseball finals today. The Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 10-3. Paul Goldschmidt with a 3-run homer. He drives in 4. The Brewers beat the Pirates 4-2. Travis Shaw drives in 3. Phillies beat the Cardinals 5-1.
Rock this way with Jersey Mike's and Pepsi, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. Stop into Jersey Mike's to enter. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Right now, you can save some major green at the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings Event with up to 40% off appliance special buys. Clean up big with a stackable LG front load washer and electric dryer. Now just $4.99 each. That's $500 in savings for the pair. Shop our lowest prices of the season only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Cast dryer extra. See store for details. Valid 6/21 through 7/12.
With the AutoZone Rewards program, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. So let's get excited and celebrate. Add a fist pump to that oil change. Whoop it up while you wash and wax. Finish that tune-up by giving yourself a high five. Because you're earning a $20 reward when you spend $20 five times. So sign up online or in-store. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone.
Welcome back. The halfway point of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, we'll give you an opportunity to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations across the area to serve you, including one in Marion, and two in Cedar Rapids, downtown across from the U.S. Cellular Center, and their newest location across or in the Fountains off Edgewood. Cody Westerlund of 670 The Score in Chicago.com. Chicago joined us earlier today in hour number one talking about the NBA draft tonight and specifically the Bulls, what they will do and what their front office is looking to accomplish this offseason. You can check out the podcast shortly after we're off the air tonight. KGYMradio.com. Cedar Rapids Colonels open up the second half of the Midwest League season tonight on the road, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits at 6:35. Sounds as if there could be some major roster moves with the Colonels. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette thinks that sometime within the next 24 hours we'll hear of some promotions from the Minnesota Twins, so something to keep an eye on. That Colonels are going to be out of town until they return to Veterans Memorial Stadium on Monday. Draft coverage coming up for you tonight begins at 7 o'clock right here on all three of our frequencies. We'll join it in progress, courtesy of ESPN. And looking forward to this. This is going to be a good one, I think, today. Not to set the bar too high, not to make people expect too much of you, Alex, and too much of you, Kyle, but I think we're going to have a good addition today.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
All right, let's go ahead and start with a question surrounding the poll question today at KGYMradio.com. That question is, will a trip to Des Moines fix the Chicago Cubs' Kyle Schwarber? Yes or no, Emil's Hideaway bringing you that poll question. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. You're the Cubs fan, Kyle, so I'm going to go ahead and start with you. How would you have handled Kyle Schwarber this season?
I think at this point, him getting sent down to Iowa is probably exactly what he needed. We started the year, and we saw Schwarber going to be batting leadoff. I think he was a little bit out of his element. I know I'm not the first to say that, but I think that really put him off to a weird start. You know, that changes the kind of at-bats he's seeing, and he also kind of, it changes the expectations of him at the plate. You know, he got moved from first. I think he batted second a couple times. Then they moved him down to eighth or ninth or really low. So it's in his head at this point. And Joe Maddon, like, he has to get fancy with it to try to help him if he's going to be in the majors. But I think things got too complex with him. Where are you going to put Schwarber in the lineup? I think sending him down to Iowa and just letting him focus on just taking good at-bats, seeing the ball again, putting the bat on the ball, that's probably the best move for him. And I think before long, he'll, you know, I'm not going to say he's the next Babe Ruth or anything, but he'll sooner rather than later, he'll be back to the Kyle Schwarber that Cubs fans got used to seeing.
So you would have done nothing different?
Well, I mean, I would have never bet him leadoff to begin with. I think I think Brian at two, Rizzo at three, and then Schwarber, you just look at the guy, he's a cleanup hitter. I would have never put him at leadoff to begin with, so I would have done that way differently, but at this point right now, I think they're doing what they have to.
Alex, how would you have handled him from spring training forward?
I don't think there's really much different you can do, because let's not forget, and I remind people of this all the time, this is a guy who, coming into the season, had never played anywhere near a full season of Major League Baseball, and he'd really quite honestly had never failed before. And we talked to minor league evaluators, we talked to managers, we talked to Tommy Watkins, and I asked him about this on Tuesday. Do you kind of want to see the way see guys fail a little bit in the minor leagues so you see how they react to it? And he said, yes, it's important for that to happen. And that never really happened for Kyle Schwarber. So what he did in the postseason in 2015 really raised some eyebrows. And then what he did in the postseason last year makes him forever a hero on the north side of Chicago. But the fact of the matter is, baseball is a cruel game. And baseball is a cruel game to even those that are really good at it, like Kyle Schwarber. Major league pitchers are unbelievable at making adjustments. And for young players, you come to the major leagues and you adjust to the pitching, especially for hitters. You adjust to the pitching. And then those pitchers make an adjustment to you, and then you have to make an adjustment to their adjustments, which is exactly what Kyle Schwarber is going through right now, and it's what every Major League Baseball player goes through. Some adjust to it quicker, some take a little longer time. I think he's going to be a good Major League hitter. I'm not sure how good he's going to be, but he'll be back in the majors in no time. This is a move that had to be done. He was struggling just far too much for him not to be sent down to clear his head a little bit.
Theo Epstein said earlier today that he's shown that he's susceptible to some pitches that he was hitting well last year, especially fastballs up in the zone. He's just not quite there this year. I think you've got a great point about the fact that he had never played even anywhere close to a full season in the majors. He got hurt in the second game of the year last year and then miraculously was back in time for the World Series and hit over 400 in the World Series playing in those four games in the American League ballpark. I don't necessarily know if the Cubs are as successful as they are in that series if Schwarber doesn't do what he does. And again, if he winds up never getting back to that level that people thought he was going to be at, he still did what he did last year during the World Series, and I think Cubs fans should be very grateful for that. It'll be interesting to see how he's received among the fans at Principal Park, whether or not they get a little bit of a boost at the gate with people coming out to see Kyle Schwarber. The NBA draft is tonight. There really is no intrigue at picks number 1 and 2. Markelle Fultz is going to go number 1 to Philadelphia, and all reports indicate that LaVar Ball gets his wish. Lonzo is going to play for the Lakers, which means the Boston Celtics are really in the driver's seat because they have the first pick that's essentially up for grabs right now. Josh Jackson didn't work out for them. They like him, but are they going to draft him? Are they going to move that pick? Somebody going to move up to grab him or another player? Alex Kuhn, what would you say happens with the number 3 pick tonight? If you're the Boston Celtics, are you using it or are you dealing it?
I think they probably deal it. There's not somebody there that I think would be more valuable than trading back and acquiring even more assets. I think they have their eyes on Jason Tatum. I think that they have their eyes on Josh Jackson of Kansas. And I think they would be happy either way. So if they can trade back and possibly somebody trades up to get a point guard of the future like De'Aaron Fox of Kentucky or Josh Jackson, the aforementioned Josh Jackson, then I think the Celtics will probably trade back. If they don't, I still think they're probably going to select Jason Tatum out of Duke. They need some front court presence. They need a scorer who can also play on the wing, and that is exactly what Jason Tatum can do. He's still young. He's still going to need 1 or 2 years, but that is the guy with all the potential that they want, and I think a Danny Ainge type pick.
I believe that they should probably use it, and that's for a couple reasons. Beginning with, this draft is really, really strong, especially at the top. Whether it's going to be Josh Jackson, who's going to be a two-way player, he'll give you offense and defense, playing either the 2 or the 3, or Jason Tatum, pretty much the same situation, offense and defense.
The 3 or the 4.
Yeah, the 3 or the 4. And I would use it. And the other reason being that they have enough assets already that they could use this pick. They could use number 3 and still have enough assets, way more than anybody else, to blow any other. If they want to make a trade, even after they use this number 3 pick, they still have enough assets to blow anybody else out of the water. And you kind of, Gordon Hayward, the writing's on the wall. Gordon Hayward's going to be going there, and he kind of overlaps with the skill set of Josh Jackson. So if I'm the Celtics, I would draft Jason Tatum.
Now, this is interesting because a couple longtime and respected New York personalities, including Frank Isola of the New York Daily News, are reporting that there's talk of Boston trying to make a deal with Minnesota for the number 7 pick tonight. And the speculation is that this would be part of a perhaps 3-way deal involving the Knicks and Kristaps Porzingis. So try to wrap your head around that. Boston, Minnesota, talking about pick number 3, pick number 7, and somehow it relates to Kristaps Porzingis and the New York Knicks. It's Woods, you hear on a Thursday edition of the Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann, joining us in the studio. Kyle, how would you feel today if you were a Kansas City Chiefs fan? They fire their general manager and give head coach Andy Reid an extension in the process.
I would really be pretty confused. For the last several years now, the Kansas City Chiefs have been drafting really, really well. They've got one of the most talented and most well-rounded rosters on both sides of the ball, I think, in the league. And a lot of that comes from, obviously, the GM. And now, in this draft, just this past draft, they did make the big move up for Patrick Mahomes, which I kind of think has to be probably where this whole rift in that organization started. But Pat Mahomes, if he pans out, he's going to go ahead and he's going to take that extremely talented roster in a couple years, and he's going to take it to the next level. And, you know, a Chiefs fan a couple months ago would have been really, really excited about where they're sitting, and now they send the guy out the door who put the whole team together and don't even let him wait out with their GM. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm extremely confused, and I kind of want answers. I want to know why this happened and where they think they're going after this.
Alex, weren't you sort of kind of going to become a Chiefs fan? Didn't we settle on
there
that being your team?
There was some kind of rumors that if I would become an NFL fan of a team, I guess I'd be a Chiefs fan. Well, I'm not a fan of an NFL team, so I guess I'm not a Chiefs fan. I think a lot of Chiefs fans are confused, and I was confused at first, but I've done a little bit of digging. And this makes a little bit of sense now. From 2001 to 2012 with the Philadelphia Eagles, Andy Reid was the director of player personnel and effectively the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. We've seen coaches be general managers to varying success. Mike Holmgren did it for years in Green Bay, then in Seattle. Varying success, but Andy Reid did it pretty well. You look at his time in Philadelphia, all but 2 years, he was effectively the general manager, and now it looks like, from all indications, that's what he's going to be in Kansas City. They're going to hire someone officially as the general manager, but it's going to be Andy Reid's guy. It's going to be a guy that he handpicks, and this is effectively giving Andy Reid the keys to that franchise after he drafted Patrick Mahomes in the first round. So maybe that raises some eyebrows for Chiefs fans. Maybe it doesn't. But the fact of the matter is, this is Andy Reid's franchise, whether you like it or not, and that's what it's going to be like moving forward.
All right, here's an interesting one inspired by a coworker of ours here in the building. Alex, would you rather, we talked about this a little bit earlier today, would you rather not have a sense of smell, or would you rather not have a sense of taste? One or the other. You can either never taste anything again in your life, but you can smell, or you can smell, but you got no taste buds.
I'm definitely going to choose. I would rather have sense of taste, because as has been pointed out on this program and on the former program, I eat a lot, and I enjoy eating, and I enjoy food, and I'm not a picky eater. I enjoy food from all over the country, all over the world. Not being able to taste would be a tough blow. Smell, who cares? There are a lot of foul odors that I could go without smelling. But food, not being able to taste, I don't know how much life would be worth living without being able to taste anything.
I would also sacrifice my smell. I have to hold on to my taste because, as Alex has noted, food is delicious, and I like to eat food. But really, my thing here is the what's around you, you know? You can smell things that you don't want to smell. I'm never going to taste anything that I don't want to taste.
See, Andy on the text line points out something that is very true. If you can't smell, you can't taste either. But this is just a hypothetical situation.
It's a hypothetical.
This is would you.
Right. We don't have to live in the real world here. Me, I'm getting rid of taste.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Because then all the healthy food, I'm dropping pounds right and left.
You're eating a lot of cauliflower and broccoli.
What incentive do I have to eat some of the things that I eat too much of right now, like candy, if I can't taste it?
It's true.
I may as well just be noshing on a big old raw potato or something.
Rice cakes.
So that's how I'm approaching this. Now, I want to set this up properly, and I know we're a little bit tight on time here. Going to the top of the hour. Actually, we're going to be fine because there's no Sports Center at the top of the hour because of the NBA draft tonight. So I'm setting this up. Yesterday, I happened to be online and I came across a story that P. piqued my interest, and I said, I have to read more about this. And the story involves a bar in Dawson City, which is in the Yukon Territory part of Canada. The place is called the Downtown Hotel, and they have there, for the princely sum of $5, a shot that they call the Sour Toe Cocktail. And the reason that it's called the Sour Toe Cocktail is because it's essentially a shot of whiskey with a real human toe in the glass. And the reason that the story came across my timeline yesterday is the fact that somebody stole the toe. Now, they have multiple toes that are used.
Where do they get these toes?
They're donated by people that...
Customers.
People that donate them. They either get frostbite, they have to have the toes amputated, or there's some other medical malady causing him. Alex looks like he's going to throw up right now. Did you eat some sort of toe-shaped food today for lunch? Do I need to know?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What did you eat today?
Neither here nor there.
Okay. All right. He's never going to look at that Hy-Vee Chinese again. He's just going to see those. Yeah. Breadsticks, anything that resembles toes. They have multiple toes that they use. And of course it's preserved in alcohol. But it's still...
That's supposed to make me feel better about
it's
this?
Still, well, yeah, dude. Look,
it's,
people,
it's preserved in alcohol, so it's totally
no, it's good.
Sanitary.
People
it's
do,
great.
People do shots of tequila, and they eat the worm. There's a local Mexican restaurant where you can do a shot that's got a scorpion in it. And
a
you get
live
to sign,
scorpion.
Not a live scorpion. It's dead. But this is... And by the way,
a
you
scorpion
don't,
that was living.
You don't drink the toe. It's in the glass. You do the shot, but... They say that it's good luck if the toe touches your lips. Now, again, the story came about because somebody stole the toe. And there's a heavy fine. I think it's $2,500 for stealing the toe is the fine.
And bad
it
luck.
Used to be $500 because, according to the story, it was $500. But one day someone came in, did the shot, swallowed the toe and threw $500 on the bar and walked out. So they had to raise the fine for stealing the toe. So having said all of this, the question, Kyle Mann, is simply, would you?
I would. It reminds me of when me and my friends would hang out at the morgue. No, of course I wouldn't. It's a toe. I'm not drinking a toe, and I don't want it to touch my lips either. Of course not. No.
Alex Kuhn, the question, without any further setup, would you?
I need some clarification, though.
No setup.
Is there any is there a chance this would actually bring me good luck? If it brings me good luck, I'm considering it.
Okay.
And how good of luck are we talking?
What if you don't have your sense of taste? You can't taste it. Does that change your...
No, it doesn't. That doesn't. Unless I'm like going to win the lottery the next day, this isn't happening.
They have very specific qualifications for the
toes. Human toe.
They have to be large enough so that people don't swallow them. You can read more about it. Google it. It's
so
called,
it's a big toe, I take it?
It's called... No, they're different sizes.
Do they take the nail off?
No, the nail's still on. You can... I apologize. It is 5:54. Some people may be getting ready to eat dinner tonight. I probably should have... Giving you a graphic content warning here. I'm peeking at the text line. Nobody is chiming in on the cocktail. Everybody is very upset about the question about the smell and taste because the two are intertwined together. Again, you have to suspend your belief in science and reality, something that many of the people in the United States already have done from the looks of things. Science isn't exactly what it used to be. But
okay, I just saw a picture of the cocktail.
Okay, you Googled it.
Not doing it.
The Sour Toe Cocktail at the Downtown Hotel in Dawson City, Yukon Territory, Canada. Would you? 319-366-1600. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle will remain in the studio. He has his sense of smell and his sense of taste intact. He'll bring you a big board update, and we'll be on to hour number three. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Get ready for Fairfax USA Days tomorrow and Saturday. Come for the street dances with large midgets and airwaves, free kids carnival, parade, huge fireworks display, and even ride the Ferris wheel. There'll be lots of fun for your whole family.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through July 5th, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before July 6th and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include a $130 dealer documentation fee.
It's 5:58. Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Before he can answer the phone and give away a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill, Kyle Mann needs to bring you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels will get started on the second half of the Midwest League this season today, beginning with a four-game series spanning the entire weekend in the Quad Cities. It'll be Eduardo Del Rosario on the mound for the Colonels, who went 6-3 in the first half, and Forrest Whitley throwing for the River Bandits. That game will get started at 6:35. One of the Colonels' All-Stars received additional recognition this week as Travis Blankenhorn was named Midwest League Player of the Week. The third baseman hit .407 in seven games leading into the All-Star break, including a home run, three triples, six RBIs, and a straight steal of home. The Benton softball team was upset last night as the top-ranked team in 4A fell to Center Point Urbana 9-7 in the first game of a doubleheader. That loss snapped a 49-game divisional win streak, a run that lasted just 2 weeks shy of 14-4 years. The Bobcats did quickly bounce back, however, taking Game 2 15-2. Solon softball coach Jim White was named National Coach of the Year by the National High School Coaches Association yesterday. White has won seven state titles with Clear Creek, Amana, and Solon, and in 23 season holds a record of 983-145. Iowa's Peter Jock and Iowa State's Monte Morris are NBA hopefuls tonight, as the NBA draft is set to get started at 6 o'clock. Neither are expected to go in the first round, but the pair of guards, as well as UNI's Jeremy Morgan, have a chance of being taken in the second. You can hear the draft after our show on all three KGYM frequencies.
What would you get Tyler Ryder for his 31st birthday?
A sour toe shot.
That would have been a good question. 366-1600. You can use the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line to let us know. NBA draft talk as well as NBA rumors on the way in hour number three, as well as the Major League Baseball topic of the day. Kyle Schwarber going to be visiting the state of Iowa sooner rather than later. Is this going to be enough to fix him and get him on the right track? It's our Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. We discuss as hour number three kicks off after this.